Leviticus 25 and verse number 10, the Bible says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. This is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And I want to welcome you today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. We count it an honor and a privilege and a great responsibility to have this opportunity to bring forth truth from the Word of God. And we generally deal with subjects that have to do with our Christian heritage, the Bible, the Constitution. So we hope you'll stay with us today for the next 30 minutes or so. We're going to be looking today at the subject of the truth. The Bible said in John chapter 18 and verse number 38, Pilate saith unto him, that was Jesus, Pilate was speaking to Jesus, Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? That's what we're going to be talking about today and looking at today from the Bible. But before we get into that, I first of all want to say good morning to Noah. We have braved the weather and come in here today. Good morning, Noah. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here this morning. We do want to say welcome to our listeners. We appreciate our listeners here. We want to say welcome to those who are listening in on AM 1450 WATA in Boone, North Carolina. Those who are listening in on AM 690 in Bristol, Virginia. That's WZAP. And also KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, in Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate our listeners. Did you have any trouble getting in today with the weather?
Not too bad. I mean, it was getting out of the driveway was the worst part.
Yeah, we had to drive separate today, mm-hmm. so it's bad. Of course, this is Tuesday, March 25th. Some will hear it later, and mm-hmm. hopefully by then, winter will have died and spring will have resurrected. That's my hope by the weekend. But anyway, we'll take what we get today. If you are out traveling around, be careful because the parking lots, secondary roads are bad. But we want to get into the subject for today. And I always study and pray about what the Lord would have me to look at, talk about, teach about. And I was praying about today's radio broadcast, and there's so many things going on. This is what just kept coming back to me. There's not just one thing. There are many things, just mind-boggling. If you keep up with current events at all, you'll know a little bit about what I'm talking about. I really thought about taking about 10 subjects and putting them into a hat and just drawing a few out, because there's just a lot of things that are going on right now. Today, North Korea, and this has been going on for several weeks, going into months now, North Korea is threatening war against the United States of America. And today they put their missiles, their military on the top. I don't understand all of that, what they call it, but, you know, it's just like they're preparing to attack America. We could talk about that. Today, the Supreme Court is going to take up two cases involving homosexual rights concerning marriage. We could talk about that. We've spent a great deal in the past concerning that subject. Last week, we talked about prayer and the attack against prayer that is going on right now in North Carolina in Stokes and Rowan County. We talked about that last week. We could talk about, once again, gun control and the Second Amendment. We could talk about Obama's visit to Israel. That is always interesting to me. And if you are a student of the Bible, you know that the prophetic word deals with the land of Israel, the Bible, prophecy. Watch Israel. Watch what is going on over there. Last week there was talk about chemical weapons. Of course, I think that's sort of died down now. But the borders between Syria and Jordan and Israel and the Golan Heights and Egypt is in uproar once again. We could talk about events over there. We could talk about the worldwide economy being in trouble. Somebody might say, what in the world does a pastor have to do with all of that, or a preacher have to do with all that? You know, every one of those things that I mentioned has a scriptural answer. The Bible gives us principles concerning these things. I was reading just yesterday the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 and chapter number 6, and it is amazing, if you go back and read that, how much the Lord Jesus had to say that dealt with current events and moral issues that are even still being debated today. He talked about the Roman government. If any compel thee to go a mile, go twain. That had to do with their subjection to the Romans. He talked about divorce. He talked about adultery. He talked about a lot of things that people say today, all preachers ought to just be concerned about preaching. But if you read and study the Bible and what it says, that when the Bible speaks upon something, God has something to say to us. And many times these things, we might think it's dealing in the area of politics, but it is actually dealing in the area of morality. The Bible has a great deal to say about debt. The Bible has a great deal to say about the nations. The Bible talks about marriage and what marriage is and what marriage is not. So we have a scriptural answer for these issues that are going on in the world today. But as I studied over these subjects, I felt a little bit overwhelmed. I thought, my goodness, there's so much going on. And I thought to myself, it would be good to take a radio broadcast and just deal with the subject of the truth. Because if all you get is a little bit off the news, maybe you listen to the radio, you need to be able to recognize the truth, find the truth, discern the truth. And so we're going to talk today about that subject, the truth. The Bible said in John 18:38, Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? That was Pilate speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ before his crucifixion, before he went to the cross. And he saith unto him, what is truth? Now, something I noticed about that, you know, the government didn't know what truth was then, and it still doesn't know what truth is today. That was Pilate. He was the head. He was the representative of the government. He was the authority. He didn't even know what truth was. We're still in that boat today. You know, if we are trusting the government to give us the truth, then I'm afraid we're going to find ourselves on sinking sand. Even in America, Congress, their approval rating, way down. I think I read something the other day that it was at 9 or 11%. That's terrible. That is awful that the people of America would have such a deficit of confidence in our elected leaders. Even Mr. Obama is suffering a fall in his approval ratings. People are just, they just don't have very much confidence in our government telling us the truth. The mainstream media is not going to give you the truth. For example, in the United States of America, there are 6 media corporations that control the mainstream media. You could probably think of them without me even listening to them. You've got CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox News, CNN, and these giant corporations basically own the media, the mainstream media in America. It's not just television networks that they own. They own the cable channels, movie studios, radio stations, newspapers. I've noticed over the past several years the way newspapers are being gobbled up by big money, by giant corporations. Once upon a time in America, there were hundreds and hundreds of independent newspapers. You know, the more independent news that you have, the more truth that you're going to get. But if they all are basically owned by 1 or 2 or 3 corporations in America, you're just not going to get a good variety of real news. You're going to get what 1 or 2 or 3 corporations believe that the news is. Magazines, they own magazines, publishing houses, music labels. Many prominent websites, and on we could go. Just to give you an example of what I'm talking about, today, this morning, March 26th, Tuesday, March 26th, this radio broadcast today is live in Boone, North Carolina. But I get up every morning, I read my Bible, I pray, I look at the news, I'll do several different things. I'll write something out of the book of Proverbs and put it on Facebook a lot of times. But I check the news in the morning. Well, today, I checked the news. I was ready to do that by about 7 a.m. And I looked on the internet, the Drudge Report, top headline, Amanda Fox, or Knox, she's going to be retried. All that mess over in Italy a few years ago. I think that happened in 2007. She was accused of killing her roommate. She was in jail for 4 years. She was acquitted. Now in Italy, they're going to retry her again. That was the top headline. Well, I turned on the television for a few minutes. What were they talking about? Amanda Knox is going to be retried. I turned over to CNN. They're going to have a special on CNN, the retrial of Amanda Knox and all that stuff. You know, there's more news in the world, and really, compared to what's going on in the world, don't you think that's sort of irrelevant now, especially since she lives now in the United States, and basically they can't do anything in Italy other than go through the motions. But I'm telling you, for the next year or two, we're going to hear all that stuff rehashed, just like it's the most important thing that is going on in the world. And so you think about, oh, we've got all this information age. But when you really get to looking in who pays the bills, who's running the show, there are very few individuals that is actually deciding what is news and what is not news many times. And this was all happening at the same time this morning on the news. Well, if you want a conservative viewpoint, just see what they're saying on Fox News. If you want a middle or middle left input, just turn it right over to CNN. They'll be talking about the same thing. You'll just have a little different viewpoint. If you want a real liberal slant on what it is, just go over to MSNBC. And they're all talking at the same time about the same things. Just depends on what viewpoint you want to get. But I got to thinking about how important the truth is and how we as individuals need to be able to find and discern the truth. Now, I always run out of time. I don't get as far as I want to go. So I'm going to give you the outline right now in case I get bogged down on saying something and we run out of time. But I'm going to give you a little outline about the truth. First of all, what is truth? Well, the answer, the Word of God is truth. That's where we need to look first. Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So if I'm interested in truth, where am I going to go to get it? I'm going to go to the Word of God, the Bible. Second of all, where is truth? Well, I'm going to give you a Bible answer for that. Where is truth? The Church of the Living God. You ought to be able to find the truth at church. The Bible says, I'm going to give you a Bible answer, 1 Timothy 3:15. Paul said to Timothy, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest obey thyself in the house of God, which is the Church of the Living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Paul called the church the pillar and ground of the truth. So you go to church, you ought to be able to get the truth there. You don't always, depends on where you go to church, but I'm not going to get into that. But you ought to find the church, you ought to find the truth in the Church of the Living God. And then thirdly, how to discern truth. I got to studying in my Bible, and I found something very interesting on how to discern truth. Truth is always associated with righteousness. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 17, for example, it says, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness. And then by way of contrast or comparison, it says, but a false witness deceit. So he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. We should not look for truth among those in the world that are liars and cheaters and drunkards and adulterers and blasphemers against the word of God and deceivers. We should not look to that crowd to get truth. You shouldn't even expect to get truth out of those that are enemies of righteousness. Well, there goes Washington and Hollywood right off the bat. You can just mark them off the list because there's very little righteousness comes out of Washington, D.C. or Hollywood, California. So we go back to the first thing. What is truth? Well, the Word of God is truth. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. Psalms 119 and verse 151 says, thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 10 says, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright. That means righteous. It was good. And then he said, even words of truth. And we could give many, many examples, many, many scripture from the Bible that says the Bible is the truth. Now, I know how people are. Here's what people say. Well, I don't believe the Bible's the truth. I don't believe the Bible's is dependable. I don't believe it's accurate. I know how people are. But here's the thing about God's word being the truth. It's the truth whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or not really has no bearing whatsoever upon it being the truth. You know, once upon a time, long ago, I remember my brother and I, when we were little, we did not believe when our mama told us if we jumped off the roof with an umbrella, we would not float to the ground like Mary Poppins. But we had seen that on television. And we got in our mind the idea that we had a big umbrella. If we jumped off the roof of the house, we'd float right down to the ground. It'd be like a miniature parachute. And I remember, I was little. I bet I wasn't 6 years old, 5 or 6 or 7 years old. Mom, yes, it'll work. We know. Let us climb up on the roof. She would not get the ladder out, and she wouldn't let us jump off the roof. But, you know, we got to experimenting around, and we found a bank behind the house that was real steep. And I remember us running and jumping off the edge of that bank. And what did we do? We tumbled down into the gravel at the bottom of the bank. And we found out that Mama was right, even though we didn't believe that she was right. Truth is truth, whether you believe it or not. Now, these last days are going to be characterized by deceit. There is so much deceit and crookedness and lying goes on in the world under agendas, money, entertainment, whatever the case might be. Deceit is going to characterize these last days. The longer time goes on, the more deceit we're going to see. The Bible tells us this. You say, how do you know that? I know that because I'm observing it as I look at the news, read the newspaper, hear the talks and speeches that are being made by different people in the world. But I know that first and foremost because that's what the Bible tells us is going to happen in the last days. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Well, that's the day we're living in. We could look at that chapter and go down through and you would see many characteristics that we could point out. But verse number 13 of that chapter says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And so deception is just going to get worse and worse and worse. You cannot take anything you hear at face value. You cannot believe anything that you hear that comes from a worldly news source, that comes from anywhere other than the Word of God. You can believe the Bible, the Word of God, but if you hear something on the news, you better take it with a grain of salt, just like I mentioned a few minutes ago about last week, there was a headline, big headline, big news, chemical weapons fired in Syria. Well, now they're saying, and there was pictures and people going to the hospital and all this kind of stuff. And then the news came out, no, maybe not. Look at all this stuff that went on with Benghazi, Libya, last September. And, oh, we're told this is because of a movie on YouTube in the United States and all this stuff. Well, that was a lie. It was a terrorist attack upon our ambassador in Libya. That's what that was. It was terrorist. It happened on 9/11. Big hint right there that this is a terrorist attack. But you can't believe anything, really, that you hear. You better check it against the facts. But God's word is truth. Get you a King James Bible. Read it. Memorize it. Trust it. I could give you thousands of reasons why I just made that statement. Get you a King James Bible. I'm going to give you one reason. That's all I've got time for. The word liberty. Just find the word liberty in your King James Bible. Study it out. Go looking for it in any of your modern versions. And what you will find is that liberty disappears in the new versions. Now, I'm concerned about liberty. This is the blessings of liberty. Liberty is the message of God. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. They change it. They take it out. They take out things that are more important than liberty, though. They remove the blood. We're saved because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. These new versions, they remove the blood. They remove the word, the only begotten Son. You know, that is very important, that phrase, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That word, only begotten, it means one and only one like him. There is no equal whatsoever. He's the only begotten Son of God. So without getting into a great discussion there, get you a King James Bible. Read it every day. Study it. Memorize it. Read a chapter out of the book of Proverbs. Start in the book of John. The more you read it, the more you will understand it is a spiritual book. But the word of God is the truth. Second of all, where is truth? Well, I read 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. The church of the living God is the pillar and ground of the truth. You should hear the truth at church. Contrary to what some think, the church is not here to serve hamburgers and build houses and entertain people with worldly sounding music. The church has a mission to accomplish. The Bible says we're to preach the gospel into all the world, to every creature. That is our mission, first and foremost. That is why that the Lord Jesus Christ has left us here. We're to preach the gospel. People need to be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. We are to preach the word. That's what Paul told Timothy. He said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 2, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So churches, Christians, are to preach the gospel. We're to preach all of the word of God. I believe that has hurt us in days gone by, this mentality, oh, we should only preach the gospel. No, never will you find that in the word of God. We're to preach the whole counsel of God. That is what will help people. That is what will help our churches, our families, our society, our government, is the preaching of the word of God, the whole counsel of God. Preach the Bible. If it's in the Bible, say what God says about it. You'll never go wrong. And then pastors are to be shepherds. In fact, that word pastor means to be a shepherd or a under shepherd. We are to be watchmen. I'm a pastor. I'm to watch over that flock. The Bible said in Ezekiel 33 and verse number 6, but if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman. Pastors are to be the spiritual watchmen over the sheep, over the families, over the community that they pastor in, over the nation that God has placed them in. Yet I hear pastors all the time, and I'm a pastor, and bless their heart, I know a pastor has a lot of things to do, and especially a lot of pastors that maybe are bivocational. They pastor, they work a job, they try to preach the Word of God and give a message from the Word of the Lord, and then there's sick people and prayer requests and people that just need your help and counseling, and you wouldn't believe the calls that I get from not just my church, but different people. And I'm not complaining in any way whatsoever about that, but that is just part of the job of being a pastor. So I know it involves a lot, but I hear pastors all the time just say, well, I don't watch the news. I don't read the newspaper. I don't know what's going on. And my goodness, Lord help us. We need some watchmen upon the wall that will raise their voice like a trumpet and warn the people and let people know what the truth is and what is going on. We need some men, like the Bible talks about in 1 Chronicles 12 and verse 32, where it says, "And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do." And so we need some men that realize the great issues of our day. I don't like that word issues, but the great problems of our day that need to be addressed, need to be dealt with, need to be talked about among godly people. Well, quickly, I'll say just a little bit about how to discern truth. Truth is associated with righteousness. You want to find the truth, you want to discern the truth, it's going to be associated with good, not with evil. That just is common sense. Jesus said in John 8:44, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do." He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So you better be careful what you hear from those who are unrighteous, those who do not love the Lord. You might be hearing a lie. The economy, they talk about the economy. Why, we're supposedly in a great recovery. Well, that means we're actually going into a depression. You know, they say about drones, well, you've got nothing to worry about, American citizens. That means you'd better be worried about it. They say about Europe and the raiding of the citizens' bank accounts over there, that could never happen here. That means it's getting ready to happen here. They say about gun control, we believe in the Second Amendment. That means you'd be defenseless before the sun went down tonight if they could do that. Well, time is quickly gone today. What is truth? I'm glad we have it. It's in the Word of God.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org.